Into every life, at least for most of us these days, a new computer must eventually fall. SAS Naomi Lewin recently acquired something called a Dimension 4600, but she feels like she's entered the fifth dimension as the battle heats up between woman and machine.
I am not a Luddite. Without computers, I would not be speaking to you because BCE, before the computer era, I hated to write. I do admit that my computer skills are strictly on a need-to-know basis. At a point when I needed to know where my next meal was coming from, I learned to process words. In my personal computing, I've gotten along just fine with a 386 followed by a plain old Pentium and early Windows. But last month, I traded up a few Pentia, and Windows XP finally darkened my gateway. All right, it's a Dell. Clearly, Bill Gates assumes we're all idiots. Now, it's quite possible that when it comes to computers, I am an idiot, but I'm not a child. When I go online, I do not need a cartoon bubble to say, "You are now connected." If I type "Dear Sir," I do not need a dorky paperclip to pop up with, "It looks like you're composing a letter." Why on earth does Bill Gates think I want clicking sounds accompanying every move I make? And what makes him think I'd seek help from a cartoon doggy that scratches itself, yelps, and does who knows what on the desktop? To remove all these extra added attractions, you naturally look around for a manual. But does Bill give you a manual? No, he gives you a doggy and a little icon labeled Learn XP. Welcome to Windows XP. Microsoft Windows XP offers many new features that make using a computer easier and more fun than ever. Maybe this is Bill's idea of fun, but it's not mine. Unless you know Gates speak, it's impossible to intuit, without searching for a day and a half, as I did, that the clicking sounds are hidden under navigation. Navigation? Does Bill think this desktop is going to hoist sail for the Indies? It didn't take long before I was reduced to a weeping ball of fury, seriously contemplating computricide. And then I remembered the story of Ed, the computer, and the oak tree. When my friend Ed, mild-mannered carpenter, part-time writer, got tired of suffering the slings and arrows of an outrageous Toshiba, he held a survival of the fittest contest. He hurled 20th-century technology against centuries-old nature. The results were predictable, satisfying, and crunchy. Sitting here staring at a second-story window with concrete below and a pear tree dead ahead, it's very, very tempting. Maybe I am a Luddite.
When Naomi Lewin takes a break from contemplating computricide, she hosts Classics for Kids on member station WGUC in Cincinnati.